Hey, what's up, Chicago? And welcome back to episode 489 of Speak Your Mind Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. And today, y'all, we have a very special guest in the building. This is a hip hop artist of, you know what I'm saying, of Christ. He talks about God. He has some powerful testimonies in his songs that he's going to tell us about, y'all. His name is Cal Alexander, and he's dope, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. Anyway, before we get into it, you know how we do on Speak Your Mind Radio. We got to do
Yeah.
a traditional icebreaker question for Kyle. All right, Kyle. Who is your favorite NBA point guard? Would it be James Harden or Chef Steph the Curry?
Steph over James Harden for sure. I love Steph's game, what he stands for, and that. I mean, he stood the test of time. I think Steph's like year 17 and he's still one of the best players in the game. So it's kind of dope to see Steph lasting that long in the league and just still dominating. So definitely Steph over Harden. And Steph's won four championships. So definitely Steph over Harden.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm not an NBA fan like that, but I will sit through a few games because I just love the whole vibe of everything. So
Got you.
shout out to both James Harden and Steph with the Curry, period. Okay. right, why don't you tell everybody where you're from and, just introduce yourself.
So I'm Kyle Alexander. I'm a hip hop artist from Delaware. Delaware's in between Philly, Jersey, Maryland. I've been doing music most of my life. My family's been like involved in music like long before me. My uncle was a jazz player. My other uncle was an artist who did like a lot of big records. Other family members were producers and all that kind of stuff. So music's been in my family forever, but I'm a hip hop artist, conscious, Christian, gospel rap, whatever you want to call it. The music is just clean, it's authentic, it's about me, it's dope. So check it out.
Yeah, most definitely. And this is kind of backwards, but why don't you just tell everybody real fast where they can hear your music?
So tap in with me on any social media. I am Kyle Alexander, and then on all streaming platforms, Kyle Alexander. So it's a lot of music coming out. I got a single dropping at the end of March, got an album on the way, so it's a lot of dope stuff coming.
Okay, I don't want to skim over too much of what you said because I thought it was like extremely important to your background of composing music. You say a lot of your family members are deep into music. They have some big hit records out there. You want to talk about that real fast?
Yeah, so my grandfather was a jazz player. He played with Miles Davis. He traveled and played jazz all up and down the East Coast. My uncle on my mom's side, his name was M. Toomey Foreman. He wrote the song Juicy. So a song like Juicy, Juicy Fruit, that was him. And then that song got sampled by Biggie. I think that's like one of the most sampled songs in hip hop. Also, he did music for a TV show way back in the day called New York Undercover. So he did the music for that show. My other uncle, Damu managed the artist named Bilal for a while. And then my cousin Jeff did all the music and the programming for I think Access Hollywood or Planet Hollywood. So music's been in my family for a minute. So
Wow, you have a strong foundation in music. That's absolutely amazing.
it's dope.
It most certainly is. Ooh. Okay, let me look at my notes. Okay, so like you had a lot of hit songs like Living My Truth, Lit, and Go Get It. Okay. But one song in particular, I'm not even trying to skim over those songs. I thought they were all lit, like literally. Like I know that's the name of the song, but they all were lit. But in your 2020 hit song, America, I Got a Question. Now you touch on a lot of racial tensions and police brutality in the song, which I thought was really cool for you as an artist to step up to the plate and be like, you know what, I'm gonna talk about this. I thought that was really cool of you.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was just the time that we were going through in the country, and I was just like, you know what, I have to use my platform, use my voice to speak out and say something, because you just see too much, I mean, crazy stuff going on, and it was like incident after incident after incident, and you kind of just got tired of it. So I definitely wanted to speak out, say how I felt, and I'm definitely glad I did it. The cover art was actually one of my friends who was standing at like an intersection. Holding up two signs, and I just thought it was crazy that he was holding up those signs. So I took him and made like a picture of him, the cover art, which I thought was kind of
That was dope. Yeah, I was
dope.
actually thinking about that. Like, how did he come up with that? Because you asked two important questions, like where do black people go when the police are killing them? And what do you do when your white friend's silence is deafening? Like, I thought, like, dang, that was awesome. Because those are the two major questions that we have to ask ourselves every day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I actually want to touch on this because I feel like this is a part of your testimony as well, like through the music. How did you cope during COVID-19? Like, that was a very intense moment for everybody.
I mean, like most people, COVID was rough. It definitely was rough. It had its low points and its high points. But just honestly, I got married in April during COVID, so dealing with that was rough. But I mean, we made it through. But I lost my grandmom in May. I lost my cousin in July of that year. So I mean, 2020 was just a really, really rough year, and there was nowhere to go. There was no outlet. There was no real anything. So it just made it hard. So honestly, me and my wife, we turned to each other, and then we turned to music, which was always like an outlet, or always like a safe space, or a way to like vent and get out your frustrations and your feelings. So that's kind of how we dealt with it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And rest in peace to your grandmother and your cousin. And
Thank you.
congratulations. You're welcome. And congratulations with you and your wife making it through that horrific moment in
Yeah.
time. Thank God you had each other for real, though.
For sure.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay, so there's another song that I really, really enjoyed, and I'm pretty sure everybody's going to agree with me once they hear the song, Oh My God.
Right.
There was this one particular line that you had in the song, yo, he was like, I'm blessed, man. I was stressed. Life was a mess, passed all my tests. So God said he prepared a table before me in front of my enemies. I'll eat, yes. I will feast. Yes, I might stunt. I won't cease. Judge all you want. His grace is free. Pay all you want. You can't stop me. Now, I love when they stop and stare, like I'm more than a rare type. When you take and see what God do with my life, you'll be like, oh my God. Like, I love that song.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, that's actually the first single I ever released. And that song kind of started it all off for me. Like a lot of people still hit me up about that song. That song won Song of the Week on a Christian hip hop platform called Rapzilla. A lot of people picked up the song, got synced a couple times. So I mean, it was really just a dope opportunity, honestly. And it was the first one I did.
That's amazing. That's your
Yeah.
first single, like literally.
Yeah. And it went crazy. Yeah.
Man, that song went bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my question to you from that lyric I just read to you, when is the last time you stunted on your haters?
daily. It's an everyday thing.
I like that.
Yeah, I used to get real big on like blocking people and all that kind of stuff, but I just kind of like grew to a point where it's like, you know what, you're gonna, and not even from a malicious standpoint, but it's just like I don't have the energy to block you. I don't have the energy to worry about who's saying what. You're just gonna see it. You're gonna see me win. You're gonna see me overcome. You're gonna see me outlast everything you said I couldn't do. Every time you thought I was gonna fall, I'm gonna just win more, go harder. So it's like, do I plan to stunt on you? Probably a little bit, honestly. But if, I mean, I'm just gonna keep living my life, and I'm gonna live it like, I'm gonna be happy about the things God has done. I'm gonna be happy that me and wife are doing good. I'm gonna be happy that I'm blessed and business is going well and music is going well and life is good. Like, I'm gonna.
Technical difficulties. Oh, give us a second, guys.
I think
Here
I'm
you.
back now.
Yeah, you just went out for a second.
All right. I went out again. Hold on. This should be good now. All right. Yeah, so I'm just not gonna stop. I'm just gonna keep going, keep winning, and keep moving forward. And that's really how I've lived my life, honestly. So there's no stopping.
Most definitely. I have a question for you. Now, okay, at what age did you realize that, you know what I'm saying, you wanted to become a gospel hip hop artist? Like, you wanted to rap for God, period.
Honestly, I never thought of it that way. So I've been rapping since like I was in high school, so maybe 15, 16. But then it's like your friends are just hitting a beat on the table and you just rap about your life. And I think for me, it's not even that I really want to be like any specific type of artist. It's just that I'm rapping what's true to me, and that's what's true. So I'm literally just rapping my life and my story, and that's the story that I have. I grew up in and out of church. My parents raised me in church. I stepped away for a minute, got really involved during my teenage years, stepped away in college, came back, stepped away, came back. So I think for me, it's just a story of, this is just my life. This is just the life I live. This is just how things are going. So it's not really like I'm trying to be a Christian hip hop artist or a gospel rapper or anything like that. It's just, this is what's true to me. So every story I've ever been through, everything I ever lived through, it's all going to come out in the music. Good, bad, ugly, you'll hear it all.
Yeah, that's dope and everything. I guess like you've been spiritual for a minute, basically. It's not really anything like a label to put on it. It is what it is. You speak from your soul, so I think that's really cool. Yeah. So talk about some new projects that's coming out, and hit us with some dates or something.
Okay, so I have a single called Willing to Die. It's dropping March 29th. It's my first major single that's being pushed to radio since getting signed. And I have an album called Better Than I Deserve that's coming out shortly after that. So it's a lot of exciting things on the way. I got a freestyle series. If you check my Instagram, you'll see like a couple freestyle videos. I have a freestyle series. I'll be dropping a freestyle literally every month.
Dang.
I got a summer project called Summer Baby because my birthday's in July. So that project is coming out
Hey.
this summer. So just a lot of crazy, crazy records, a lot of music on the way, and
Okay.
videos for every single. There's gonna be a video. So it's a lot of dope stuff on the way.
That's gonna be raw. I can't wait to watch you grow. That's gonna be awesome. Like,
Yeah, I'm
literally.
excited for it.
You should be excited for those marketing tools coming your way, because it's gonna be hot. Watch out for Kyle Alexander on all platforms, you guys. This guy is amazing, and he's gonna put you in a very, very, very good mood. I promise you, when you listen to his music. And yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Kyle, for coming on the show. Like, I really appreciate it, man. You was you down to earth. You really are.
It's no problem. I definitely appreciate the time. And please, if you're not following me, follow me on social media. My Instagram is I am Kyle Alexander. Actually, that's me on every platform. I am Kyle Alexander. So Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Make sure you follow me and tap in with me.
That's right. And make sure you listen to Speak Your Mind Radio on all major music platforms, Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Apple Music, etc. Wherever you get your music fix at, Speak Your Mind Radio is always there to, make sure y'all have a good day.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, man. Also feel free to, saying tip a sister, for a cup of coffee or something like that. Cash at me, I'm saying? It all good,
Got you.
All right, y'all. We getting out of here. Peace out.
All
Bye.
right, peace.